The DuPont Food Pavilion here, kind of a big announcement for you guys this morning. And what does that mean for Indiana soybean farmers and folks to kind of highlight your industry?
Indiana Soybean Alliance was very thankful and grateful for the opportunity of being here and for the opening and presentation, ribbon cutting of the DuPont Pioneer Food Pavilion. And it's a total changeover of the building's. It highlights food. It highlights food, and by doing that, it highlights agriculture. It's a new high oleic soy oil is what they're really promoting, and Indiana was one of the states that were featured in raising some of the first seeds that are going to go into production and being used for that.
Talk to me about the opportunity that the DuPont Plenish beans present for soybean farmers in Indiana and the other places where they're being grown.
Well, it gives us another marketing opportunity. We've got obviously we can sell to the elevator that crushes for soybean meal, and then we've got the opportunity to sell this for oil that in turn is going to be used for human consumption and in grills and McDonald's and other food chains, and it's just another opportunity to market our product all over the world, really.
As we talk about, you brought up a really good point this morning. Every fourth row of soybeans here in Indiana is exported. As we talk about the export markets, as we talk about specialty markets, how big is that for the future of the soybean industry and in its importance that it'll play down the road?
Yeah, the every fourth row of soybeans raised here in Indiana actually goes to China. And then there is an additional row that would be going to Japan, Mexico, and other states. There's several other countries, several other countries that we export to. So actually about 50% of our market is export. So by having this Plenish, it gives us the opportunity to market our crop, gives us another internal market that it would not be for export in case something might happen with our export companions and we lose that export market, our prices would fall very quickly.
David, as we look at the industry and we talk about the soybean industry and the Indiana State Fair, how is this next 17 days a great kind of way to facilitate and driver of the conversation about the importance of agriculture, and especially in a year like this where it seems that everybody hears about the drought but they don't necessarily know all of the details that go with it. So how can you strengthen that consumer relationship and education as well?
Well, typically when they come on the grounds, if they're coming from the east, the first barn they come past is the swine barn and the cattle barn and the sheep barn, and you start to, well, I want to go see that mom and dad. And so you start affecting the kids, and the kids affect the parents. And so it's a cycle, basically. But we've got the opportunity when they're on the grounds, they start looking around and seeing things. And we've got them to where we can educate them to what some of the facts really are instead of what they think they are.